Disease management this growing season. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Most of our farmers across the Midwest are done planting and have crops that are well emerged. Mother Nature always loves to throw us curveballs, so visiting with plant pathology field specialist Connie Strunk, who is with SDSU Extension, and with the recent rainy, gloomy days that we've been seeing, have you been hearing producers struggling with disease yet?
Well, with corn and beans, our biggest thing that I've been seeing some questions on has actually been with some cold damage, or when we hit those cold temperatures and stuff that has emerged, and now it's kind of showing some symptoms. And so folks have been wondering, is it a disease or what's going on? And it has been cold damage. You know, some of the things that we look at are like the newest tissues coming out of, you know, the whorl or growing out. If the youngest tissues appear not to be as affected, generally that's probably an environmental effect. So just really taking a look at that. But we would speculate if it continued to be a little bit cooler and have the moisture that we've been blessed with but not used to, we could set ourselves up for some seedling diseases, because we had a lot of stuff, you know, going fairly early and just kind of sit, and that sitting and waiting really lends itself to some different seedling disease issues that could potentially emerge. So just be on the watch for that.
She says as far as fungal diseases go,
we have not seen any fungal diseases yet in corn and soybeans on the leaves, but that is something to, you know, just continually be watching and looking for. Our wheat growers, we have seen different fungal diseases out there. So just, you know, be on the lookout for that, really protect that flag leaf. Really, most of the folks are having to make that decision on whether or not they're going to be applying a fungicide for Fusarium head blight or scab control, which is at that flowering time frame, which is where they're either are or will be currently for that stage of growth. And that's the time where we would want to apply that fungicide to protect against scab within wheat. If they were kind of questioning, do I need to put on a flag leaf control and then do scab? If things are looking clean on that flag leaf and below, and you're getting closer to that flowering time frame, hold off on that leaf application. If you're not seeing and there's no threat of real disease in the area, hold on to that one and just apply that scab control, because you'll get benefit from protection for scab, and then you'll also have the benefits of the protection against the leaf for any of those fungal diseases that may rear their head on those leaves, causing potential yield loss.
Is there anything you're particularly watching out for this year? Something that you think producers might have an issue with this year?
Well, last year we had about 50 counties have southern rust in corn. And so that's something that we're going to watch for. You know, we saw it at the end of July here in the state. Generally, we've not seen it that early. And so that's one we really need to watch, our late planted corn. We really need to take a good look to see when that disease would move in, because generally we'd get it around black layer time frame. And so we didn't have any yield loss attributed to southern rust in previous years. Now, last year it moved in a bit earlier and there was some yield loss attributed to that disease. So we really want to be watching for southern rust this year. And then same with tar spot. Now, tar spot we did find in 46 different counties here in the state, but there was no yield loss attributed to it. But we think this year will be a really trying and telling year for us, just because, you know, right now we've had a lot of inoculum in the state. We're having some moisture, so we're really going to see, you know, will tar spot stay and materialize or will it not? If it does take a good hold, when does it move in? Like, is it going to be early or not? In 2022, we found it in October last year, so the fall of 24. You know, we started finding it in September, late August. So we saw it about a month earlier. So if things were to move a little bit earlier, we may be looking at needing a fungicide to help prevent or stop that disease from spreading. But right now, you know, we're not saying put on a fungicide, because our disease threshold was so low. And then when it moved in, it wasn't where it really caused any disease issues or yield loss out in that field. So we really want to just be watching for that.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.